trustees, your mind of wisdom, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us stand for the pledge, and Dan, will you lead us? Birthday girl.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Oh. It gets our attention, though.
Oh, my ear's still ringing. Oh, I need...
Will you do a roll call for us?
Give me one sec. I need to get a hold of Robin because she's going to monitor the meeting.
Okay.
Isn't she just like right inside the door? Mm-hmm.
Can she step out? Okay.
Hello?
Robin?
Yes, sir.
Okay. They're ready ready for roll call.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph? John?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. We will move into a presentation by Franklin County Board of Health, Miss Eddy. You have the podium.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for giving me time to present today. So I'm the Community Engagement and Health Promotion Supervisor at Franklin County Public Health, and we recently received a grant from the Ohio Department of Health called the Healthy Eating and Active Living Grant. It's from the CDC, they gave it to the state, and then they awarded it to us. So there are four different projects that we were awarded funding for. Three of those, we would like to partner with Franklin Township in order to be able to increase opportunities and resources for to promote exercise and access to healthy foods in this community. So part of the reason why we decided to focus on Franklin Township is the CDC recently came out with a tool called the Social Vulnerability Index, where it targets and awards a score of between 0 and 1, with 0 being low vulnerability, 1 being high vulnerability, based on each census tract. And unfortunately, there were several census tracts that fell within Franklin Township's jurisdiction that had a score of 1. So we really want to improve access to resources for the Franklin Township community and really make sure that the groundwork is laid for community engagement as we do more work in the Franklin Township community to increase opportunities for health and wellness for the residents. So with that being said, three of those four projects we would like to partner with you on going forward. One of them is creating an active transportation plan. So we've been in discussions and we're actually contracting with MORPC. I'm sorry, for those of you that are unaware, that's the Mid-Ohio Regional Planning Commission. Yeah, yep. So they do a lot in terms of work of roadways and bike paths and things like that. So we would like to form a steering committee to create an active transportation plan. And we really would like resident and, of course, municipal involvement in that steering committee just to share what your experiences have been moving about and navigating, especially if you don't navigate by car throughout the community. There's been a lot of discussions on, like, you know, including bike paths, installing roundabouts, bike lanes, working with Grove City and City of Columbus. So we really want to make sure that Franklin Township has a voice in that discussion, since we know that especially this part of the township interacts with both of those jurisdictions.
We're almost like a hub as you cut through.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So I also wear the hat of the current chair for the Southwest Area Commission, and that's something that we've been talking about actively as well, is how do we integrate and create that corridor to connect the three communities together. So this would be the plan to start that process. So the primary focus of that project is, aside from forming the steering committee, is also to do a safety walk audit. So we conducted three of those last year in Reynoldsburg, Whitehall, and Grove City. where we got feedback from the community on where would you want us to do this audit and potentially have like future projects be done to increase the safety for those who either walk or bike or you know, use another alternative means of transportation. So in Grove City, we walk the Stringtown Road corridor where like the Walmart and Walmart, Target, and just that shopping business district. In Reynoldsburg, we walked Bryce Road at the very outskirts of that jurisdiction. I don't know if you guys have ever been out there. I know it's a bit of a hike, but it's very dangerous. We would also work with township residents here to figure out what area of the township would you want us to conduct that. And they would come up with a report and recommendations on how the committee should move forward, whether that be applying for funding, structural changes, and we would continue to work with you to help leverage those funds in the future and make sure to keep that line of communication with MORPC open as they continue their projects and investments into improving the infrastructure across the county. So that's the first project.
Okay.
So for the second project, we would actually work with either a business or community organization within the township. So right now, we're in early talks with Ohio Youth Development. I don't know if you guys are aware, child care organization off of the Georgesville Road area near Havenwood.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually located in the Havenwood Apartments.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in talks with them to do a project where they would change policy to allow for more healthy options for food and or beverages. So one larger campaign that we've been running in several communities is Water First for Thirst.
Awesome.
So that could entail installing a water bottle filling station in their facility so they get filtered water so they're not, you know, constantly having to buy water bottles, and then doing a community event in addition to that. So we're still in early stages, so if there are other businesses or community organizations that may be interested, please let us know, because we always are looking for a backup. And also, this is just laying the groundwork, so we may do future projects with other organizations. So that's the second project.
Okay.
And then the third and final project is a policy, systems, and environment assessment. So this is laying the groundwork for us to do future community engagement projects involving access to safe spaces for movement and exercise, and or improving nutrition in the community, access to nutrition in the community, whether that be through creating a community garden, whether that be through doing improvements in a park area, whether that be hosting events to give kids a safe space to be able to play and exercise. I'm aware that Franklin Township has limited like green space to be able to do those.
We have the park over there at Havenwood. I don't know if you were aware of that.
Yes, yes.
They have taken upon themselves to have their guarding and et cetera, et cetera. And we have the playground. So, I mean, that might be an area to facilitate anything that we could.
No, absolutely. And really also, I don't know if you guys are familiar with play streets. We've done those in the past where you close down a street and bring in different activities, different partners for kids to be able to play. That's another potential project that we could do in the future. But the assessment is really just to identify what resources does the community already have that we could just either amplify using like funding resources, or also what are the gaps where we could use our partnerships to be able to fill in those gaps in what's currently available to residents.
So my question would be on that, where we close down the streets and stuff. So there would be, we have different places where they close down the street for trick-or-treaters and stuff like that. I can almost envision that we would possibly maybe have two or three different places over a two-month period or something. Is that possible versus looking at one location?
Yeah, it could be possible, absolutely. So the major thing that we're looking for in doing these projects is we want community, resident, and leadership input. And we want to place a space to be able to convene. Mm-hmm. When I say physical, but also like we want to invite residents to participate in this process. So sure. Like if Play Streets is the direction that the community wants to go in, for us to be able to know that so we can plan those out
sure.
over the next year. Because this grant, so it started in August, so we're still in the planning stages, and it's going to last until June of 2023.
Okay.
So. Okay. Just one question there.
Yeah, absolutely.
On item two, they're talking about the getting the involvement. Would that apply toward the charter schools as well?
Absolutely.
Could many of them. I just wondered if that would be mm-hmm. incorporated. Okay.
No, absolutely. Like we know that charter schools are often left out just because, you know, they're not a part of the traditional government structure. But we, especially like at the county level, we always make sure we pay extra attention to make sure they're connected to the resources.
Now, Patty Spencer had mentioned that there was a good bit of attention going to be paid to the city park mm-hmm. around the area. Is that part of this program?
No, that's separate. That's separate. With City of Columbus, okay. With the three parks oh, okay. in the area. Yeah. But you know, putting my chair hat on for the Southwest yeah. Area Commission. I have too many hats today.
Okay.
I understand that.
Yeah. we are in discussions to get community involvement for that too. Actually, if I could just plug this real quick, we are running a contest right now where kids can draw what their dream park looks like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you could connect with Patty, she has the sheets along with crayons. Mm-hmm. They'll be distributing that on Halloween to participate. And yeah, hopefully we can use some of those ideas when the City of Columbus asks for input on what mm-hmm. changes they would want in the parks.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I have one question for you. Sure. Do you have a business card with you?
I should in my bag.
Okay.
I'm actually leaving my position in a couple of weeks, so I will connect you with the interim person that's going to be in charge of the project.
Okay.
Angela Ta. She's going to be your contact, but more than happy to get you my contact
information. That'd be awesome. I want to talk to you about Southwest Area Commission, too.
Okay, absolutely.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, if you have just another minute there,
sure.
One of the other things that we had been promised when the morgue was going on over here and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there were switches done around between the, between the county and the school district on the property itself.
Mm-hmm.
And since we lost the school over there, we did get the other school moved down. But we were promised some attention relative to recreational situations, that mm-hmm. type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, they being Jim Chimmer and some of his group, were going to look into maybe having some recreational activities in the back part of the Bork property up there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would, maybe carry that back and ask the question. Is there anything planned for that? They were talking about something on the order of softball or baseball, something like that back there. There's a lot of property, unused property back there.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they would take a look at that. And I just wondered if anybody had taken a look at it yet. If they haven't, I want to bring that back up again, okay?
Okay. No, I'm more than happy to share that
okay.
With my team. Like, unfortunately, we weren't involved in that particular in those conversations. But
that's correct.
Yeah, we're actually looking to connect with the coroner's office on a number of different issues.
Right.
So I'm more than happy to bring that to their attention.
Okay, just bring it to their attention. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
it. Thank you.
Anyone else have anything? You have anything
thank
else for us?
No, yeah. No.
What would you need from us?
Really, just a commitment for participation. as of right now, we just need to schedule a follow-up planning meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can have at least like representation, like one of the trustees would be wonderful. And yeah, but like I said, really we just need your input and we'll do the legwork.
I would make a motion that Franklin Township would participate in said programs.
And will that be with your who will be your replacement that'll contact me?
It'll be Angela Ta, Active Living Coordinator.
Would you ask her to?
Absolutely.
And I promise I'll respond to her.
So we have a second on the floor.
We have a second on the floor. Now we need a vote.
Him?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
With the permission of this board, I would like to serve on that committee if that's all possible.
I would like to recognize Chairman. If you would like to serve on that board, I'd make a motion that our chairman of board would sit on that board. And if there's no further questions or discussion on that, I would ask for a second.
Second.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes. Mr. Leisure,
thank you
for doing that. Yep. I know your plate is full. And
it's full, but this is a very important. This can be very important to the township. So
yeah, I'll assist you on that too, Jim.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Definitely look forward to working well.
For the few weeks.
I was about to say for the
few weeks. Yeah. With your other position, I'm sure we'll work together in the future, and that's really why I want your information. I got some ideas.
So. Oh, no, absolutely. Thank you guys so much for your time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I would also encourage everyone else in the room, if you would like to participate, we are like really hoping to have as much community engagement and participation as possible. So please, once we get the meeting scheduled, please come out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to old business. Looks like we have some meeting minutes that we need to get caught up on. I thought we did September's, but I could be wrong. But.
And Mr. Chairman, there's one I gotta see which one it was. I wasn't here for a special meeting so that I can't vote on that because I wasn't here.
Yeah, it's Ralph can't vote on that one.
So.
And you can't vote on this one.
So when we go through, then we know.
All right, we got three that all of us can vote on, it looks like.
Okay, so that we do have one here.
No, I can't vote on that one.
The
what's he called, Bella?
So
he's excused there.
So Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
I think what we should do is go through these so we do this correctly.
Yeah.
We'll go 1, 2, and 3. But before we do that, I have a question in regards to the 10-6 of 22 special meeting.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% satisfied with the way that the wording, especially with Scott, was here. Because if you listen to the audio and et cetera, I think that this could be worded better for the people that would read this. Because if they only read this and they don't listen to the tape.
Yeah, it does not state here that I did give him a warning. So
that's to my understanding, you did.
Yeah.
So I would just, for me, I would ask that be corrected. I don't know about the rest of the board.
I would like that corrected also. So we will set this one aside.
Let's see what we got here.
We will be setting aside the minutes for the special meeting of October 6th and to
table those
until the fiscal department has an opportunity to re-listen to the audio. Moving on, we have regular meeting for October 6th that all of us can vote on, so I would make a motion to accept those minutes.
I'm sorry. We're going to table.
Jim?
Yes.
Excuse me, sir. We're going to table.
Yeah.
Yes,
John.
Robin.
Yes, Robin.
I'm sorry.
We're going to take
Thank you.
All these for a minute.
We're tabling
the executive.
We're tabling the special meeting from October 6th. Yes. Let's move on to special meeting on the minutes for special meeting. I make a motion to accept the special meeting minutes from September 28th, 10 a.m. And I need a second on that. That's when we had to meet with on the sale of the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Second.
Okay, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
I was not present.
All right, thank you.
All right, moving on to the September 30th meeting minutes, I would make a motion to accept those as written.
I would second that. Ralph, you weren't here at that one.
Oh, okay.
No. I would second that one.
Okay, we'll ask for a vote.
Jim?
Yes.
And then Ralph was absent, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Vice Chair, I was not here for this one. So can you ask for, you can look over.
Yeah, that would be regular meeting of 9:22. Would make a motion to accept those meetings. Need a second.
I will second, sir.
Okay, Jim, you were absent for this one, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Robin. Moving on to new business. I am going to adjust the order, and as our road department has a touch of truck event they need to go take care of, they got half the crews doing that, and Jim needs to get back out picking up brush. So, Mr. Stevens, will you take the floor?
Sir. How's everybody doing?
Hey.
This evening? This afternoon? Did you say this evening? It's afternoon.
Yeah, it runs together.
It all runs together. Every day, though. I only had a couple things on the agenda. One of the first ones, it's that time of year to renew our contract for the mosquito management. We received the email from Mr. Burchard from Franklin County. There is a slight increase going for 2023. The total increase, I wrote it down on something. Steve, you got all that?
Yes.
I made more copies if you didn't have it. There's a $133.69 increase over the quote that we had last year from 22 to 23. And they're asking that to whether or not they need two things. Will our jurisdiction intend to participate in the mosquito program for 2023? And who's the authorized person for your jurisdiction to sign the contract? Which Administrator Mazur was that person last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just need that approval for him to be that person again this year.
I'll make that motion.
So, Mr. Chairman, going forward, are we able to make a resolution that as long as Mr. Mazur's here, he's able to facilitate that role, that job duty. So mm-hmm. We make a resolution that his job duty would include this, because this is an annual thing.
Yeah.
And this was there.
You want to make that resolution?
So I'd make a resolution to elect our administrator, Steve Mazur, on an annual basis to be able to sign for any documents necessary in regards to the mosquito ongoing program in Franklin Township. If there's no further discussions on the matter, I would ask for a second.
I would second that.
Yeah, there's one question. Now, we're making a permanent resolution here, is that correct?
Not a permanent. We're just assigning a job duty that the administrator would be able to facilitate this on a regular basis every year.
So we don't have to come back every year and ask.
Well,
ask,
I understand that
contract.
That doesn't give you an opportunity to look at if there's increases, things of that nature. I just kind of rubber stamp the thing and let it go on through pretty much.
So what would you like to see, sir?
I don't know. I don't know if it needs to be changed or not. We're doing it once, it's only once a year.
Well, if you're not happy with it, then I can withdraw that. I mean, I'd rather all three of us be on the same page. I mean, it's not a big deal.
It really isn't a big deal.
I figured
anything is subject to an annual change. I'd rather leave it open to the board. You know what I mean?
I can see
that,
sir.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Fair enough.
Okay. Fair enough. So I withdraw that motion or resolution,
okay.
Mr. Chairman.
And I will make a motion that Steve Mazur can sign the contract this year for the, I'm going to call it disease and mosquito management.
I don't have a problem with Steve signing it.
Right. Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
See what
yeah.
I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. That's why there's three of us up here to talk things through.
Okay.
We got a motion on the table, and I think, do we have a second on that?
No.
No?
Well.
The motion, sir, is that we're going to do
that. He can
right.
You've changed that. Yeah, that's fine. I'll make a motion for that.
Mr. Horn, you seconded that?
Yes, he did.
Okay, voting, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
My question is Fiscal is aware of the change for budgetary numbers?
They will be. This is something we just now received. And the sheet that I gave you is just a breakdown of the services that you get. And it's something we've done annually for 115 years. I've been here, we've done this.
And they spray how many times?
A lot of it's all based on what they get in their traps.
Okay.
So it's all pretty much based on that. And we get updates on all that and report them on and just post it on our social media.
Yeah.
You know, one of the, I did get a call from a couple residents that evidently, I think it's a one-time thing, that the ball was dropped, that mosquito spraying was going on in the township and no one, you know, they didn't notify, meaning on social media and et cetera, and then the people woke up to that smell coming into their home and this, that, and the other. So normally they do a good job at saying, spreading and spraying
anytime,
in this area.
Yeah, anytime that they give us an email, which we get copied on emails, it usually gets posted.
Okay. So I think what they did is I think also Franklin County would post it as well. I think that's where they were watching it and
gives a map.
They just happened to ask me, why didn't you guys? I'm like, it was news to me too. So.
Yeah, they usually we have it on. It's got a map, gives a breakdown. Next thing I've got in a prior meeting. There was discussion made about us getting an additional leaf box for the new truck as a backup. So I've got a price. The board asked me to get a price on that. $7,700 for a 9-foot leaf box to go into the new Ford truck that we received about 2 years ago.
Sure.
We only have the two trucks with the two leaf boxes. Those are both 11-foot. Our backup truck's got a 9-foot bed.
Uh-huh.
So if one goes down, we're just down to one. So I was asked to get this price. Dave Dinkmar said that, if we get an approval on it, that he can have the box built by around the 1st of November, which would be about the time we're getting ready to start. Although I think with that being said, we're going to be starting leaf collection earlier because with the frost and the wind and the rain, we got people already piling leaves. So we're going to get started. We're actually getting things ramped up now.
I noticed we're late compared like up north of us. Most of theirs is already down.
Yeah, I know a lot of the other jurisdictions started earlier than normal.
Because the leaves are coming off faster than they normally do.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. This is a more typical year.
Yeah.
So
I would just need to know, whether or not this is something the board wanted us to move forward on. I know Nick keeps asking me for the price because apparently they've got the money already set aside, in a roundabout figure. So $7,700 is the cost of the box.
We'll make that resolution because I believe you're the one to ask for it.
Sure. And Robin, can you verify, do you guys aware of the $7,700 expenditure for the road department in regards to a leaf box for the new vehicle?
That number was just given.
I'm not aware of it, but that doesn't mean that Nick's not aware.
Sure.
But Nick. Okay,
he's not here, so I will make a motion. I'll make a resolution to accept the road department, Jim Stevens, calculations for a new leaf collecting box for the new equipment that is only a 9-foot bed versus 11-foot bed. If there's no further discussion other than what we've heard, I would ask for a second.
I would make a second on that.
Yeah, could you, Jim, what was the price on that, Jim?
$7,700.
Okay.
And Jim, have you, is everything on that ready to go? I mean, as far as the leaf box, not the box, but the I know you guys were changing oil, getting everything ready to go.
Everything's ready to go. So
okay.
Like I said, I'd venture to say the first of the week we're probably going to get started.
Okay.
But,
fair enough.
And then, two, of course, I did see it in the newsletter. Just for those that listen to the audio and stuff like that, how late are we going this year, depending upon Mother Nature, or?
I think we're going, yeah, a lot of it's going to depend on, you know, where we're at. We usually go through the first week of December and then keep one truck set up
just in case
we have to make, because we always go back around and do, we clean our curbs and everything up too.
So with our fleet now, I know in the past that we've been caught where tear it down, set it up for snow, put it back to lease. Are we going to be able to have some of our fleet already set up for snow so that we don't have to do that?
Yes, we're actually going to take the 750 that we just got completely redone. It's going to be set up with the spreader, the bucket, snow plow, everything's
so it's ready to go.
We should have two trucks ready to go at any time.
So. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Anything else, Mr. Stevens?
Yes, just
we didn't do the vote on that motion,
sorry.
On that resolution.
Thank you, Robin. That's why you're here to keep us straight.
No, you're fine. It's going to be resolution 2022-168. And the vote is Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Just an update. I found out yesterday we are doing all the repaving over in the Rosary Addition. The county engineer stopped by yesterday to let us know that I guess they're informing all of the other township jurisdictions that the paving will not be done until in the spring. The asphalt company that was awarded the contract has gotten backed up, overbooked, so they've got bigger projects they're trying to get done. If by chance they can get to it, they will. Chances of that happening this year is not going to, but it'd be the first thing in the spring, and that won't interfere with the paving that we're going to get done next year.
And pricing too, correct?
Yes, we're locked in.
Okay. And I think a lot of that would go to follow weather, because obviously this isn't the best weather to pave in because it doesn't get a chance to cure like it should.
Usually it's around Thanksgiving they shut the plants down.
Yeah.
Jim, did you hear on the Frank Road project, are they going all the way from Harrisburg, from Harrisburg down
all the way
freeway?
Down. Yeah.
Okay.
And they're doing all that work at nighttime right now. So
yeah, I noticed that. That's good.
We had a road closure already asked for October 29th here in the Triangle. Yeah. We have another one that, and I forgot to bring my paperwork, I'm trying to wing it. We do it every year up on Ongaro. We shut down from Wilson Road to, is it Oakview?
Yeah.
So I just need the board's approval to go ahead and do that again this year. We'll have it set up, or we'll be doing both of these road closures on the 29th.
If I remember right, that has to be a resolution.
Oh, you can make it a resolution. It makes it easier.
Yeah. I'd make a resolution that we would close, do a temporary road closure for Ongaro. What was that date again?
October 29th.
October 29th from Wilson Road to
Oakview. And
that,
if I remember right, the times was like from 2 to 4.
I believe you're right, yeah.
Does that sound right?
That's right.
I figured you weren't paying attention. Beyond zero closure?
2 to 4.
2 to 4.
It'd be closed from 2 to 4. I need a second on the resolution.
Well, maybe. Oh, sorry. Okay,
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
I did bring it.
Thank you. That's resolution 2022-169.
Thank you so much.
And if the weather is bad on the 29th, it will be moved to Sunday the 30th. So I did bring it. I didn't think I did.
Okay.
Jim, there was a little talk. I don't know, maybe it was the chief about a complaint of speed there on Garo and that kind of thing. We were talking, I think it was me and you and maybe somebody else, talking about maybe putting a few speed signs up there, slow down signs. Is there any up there right now? And do we have any speed signs up there?
Speed limit signs.
So if we was...
I would say
I've got the same complaint, and then I know when I was out with the police on Tuesday, we were addressing that, and we were looking at an area that we could do that. And as traffic is coming to the north, if we put it on the stop sign, I mean, obviously there's a stop sign, but as soon as they hit the corner, they would see their speed. And if anything, it's because in that curve on Ongaro, there's nowhere else to put it. And most people think, well, you're going to stop anyways when you get to the stop sign. But as soon as you're coming around the corner, it's at least showing you what your speed is.
I think you guys are talking about
the signs. I was going to say, I'm a little confused here.
On Garo, is that what you said?
No, I think you're talking about the radar signs, which is temporary.
Oh, okay.
Ralph's asking for a permanent.
Like, my apologies, sir. I thought you were talking about the same call I got.
No, 25-mile-an-hour signs.
I know there's speed limit signs on the road.
Limit.
Are you requesting that we put additional
signs? Well, I don't know. Apparently, we need them. What's your feeling, Chief?
Well, the two laser signs, Ralph, are due to be moved. So, Ongaro is one of the locations. I'm going to go up there and make sure there's a sign in the area we want to put it.
Okay.
If not, we can install a post for you.
Yeah.
Put it on.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, sir,
we can take the post back out. When
yeah, that's what I'd like to
okay.
do.
Okay. Yeah.
Since everybody kind of knows about it, have it looked into for sure.
Yeah.
Chief, are you going to also look at? I'm going to call it Lower Little.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good one.
We'll let you two work it out. We don't need to be involved as trustees. No. That sounds like day-to-day business.
No, but I think it has been an issue for a while. And
just let me know.
People are complaining, I guess.
Anything else for us, Mr. Stevens?
That's all I got.
Thank you, sir. And you are excused to go pick up brush.
Thank you.
Thank you. I might see you tonight.
Yeah,
you
coming tonight?
I might.
Bring your wife. That'd be something you could do together.
Touch he wants to get
together.
Me killed. Bring my wife out in the cold. He's trying to get me killed.
Then you sit around the fire when you get home and have a cup of cocoa.
Mr. Smith, Chief Smith, you have the podium.
See, first I have the traffic safety grant stats, the ending stats. It ended in the end of September. 125 total hours worked, 96 warnings given, 80 citations, 7 criminal charges, 8 assists to other motorists. They took 8 crash reports, served 19 warrants. In that, it included everything from stolen vehicles to felonious assault warrants, felony drug possession, one OVI, and the bulk of the citations were for driving under suspension and no operator's license.
Wow.
With that said, we are due for a reimbursement of $7,407.21.
For?
Well, it's a reimbursement for the overtime.
Okay, so that was for the officers that grant for the monies for them working those, correct?
Yes,
okay.
Overtime.
And then what was, do you have a total for how many runs this month?
No, I haven't. I was just telling Deputy Hamilton I haven't gotten them back from the county yet.
Okay.
So I will combine that with the next 2 weeks.
Okay, so last month, though, just to remind people, it was 2,700?
Somewhere in that area.
2,700 yeah. runs. And when you look at 2,700 runs and basically one shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, two shifts.
Two shifts.
Yeah, it was. I think that was for 10.
Yeah, that's two shifts.
Yeah.
Well, just think.
16 hours a day.
Yeah. Just think, you had 125 man hours on that overtime,
mm-hmm.
and look what we stopped
mm-hmm.
on the streets. If we had a full force of officers on the streets,
yeah,
how much safer?
Amen.
Our community would be,
especially the ones that don't have an operating license or suspended.
Yeah.
And if they don't have an operator's license, more than likely they don't have insurance.
And right. We don't want to be run into, right. And not our insurance has to cover it.
And not to count the felonies, the funniest felonies that you picked up. So
yeah, that and the drug charges.
Yeah. Jeez. That's pretty awesome.
And I think one of the reasons that, you know, most people think, well, you know, did they all happen just because of that particular day and et cetera? What happens is when we have more officers out and that they can focus on certain complaints and areas, they're not taking other runs.
Yeah.
So they're mostly what we're going to call traffic.
Right.
And but, you know, on the same hand, you know, they're not taking the runs, but they're there to back up
right.
The other officers.
Right.
I mean, even our special duty officers, I know a lot of people, this has been a discussion in the past. If we have a special duty officer on the streets, they are, you know, say it's down here at Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a priority one gun run, officer needs assistance, they're there to assist us first.
Absolutely.
So, and I witnessed that firsthand. Anything else for us?
Yes, sir. We had a really good first block watch meeting with Chip on Tuesday. We had 6 people come, which isn't bad for the first one.
Pretty good.
We have to start somewhere.
Good job.
They have requested a block watch sign at both ends of Rosemont, one at the Harrisburg Pike side and one at the Brown Road side.
Yep.
I don't know if we need a resolution to put those. We have the signs.
Yeah, there would be a resolution for
we
that.
We made a resolution, I think.
In the past, just
time.
A document.
Yeah, right. So that way we have a resolution book and we know it's there.
We have them in most neighborhoods already.
So if the board agrees with that, then we could do a resolution to
absolutely
see if Jim, when he can fit it in, correct the two signs.
Mm-hmm. Can we get one up in the north for my block watch?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we still haven't got ours.
you want to make the resolution for both?
Why don't we make the resolution
for all block watch?
So were you thinking, Jim, on Hague?
Why don't you and I get together and look at it and see where do you think where we can come up would be the best for that neighborhood? You know, it's kind of an odd shaped our watch is kind of spread out.
Really, I think you need a couple.
I think so too, but. Let's get together this next week and
check it out, Chief. I'd like to see one on El Paso over there too. You know, that's a long cut through there, and there's a lot of speed to there. I'm telling you that.
Yeah, I'd make that resolution to put up block watch signs for
Skidmore Hills. They need one over there somewhere.
Yeah,
where are we going? I don't know where to go.
For safe locations.
Really?
For several locations within the township, I'd make that resolution.
Just a
blanket? Yeah.
Okay. As deemed necessary, sir.
Yep, as deemed necessary by Chief Smith.
What would the number be on that?
She'll give us a number here in a minute. As soon as I get a second.
I'll be honest with you, there needs to be some signage on Hague Avenue up there too, really.
You took block watch or
block watch or speed and whatever.
Yeah, speed is going to be tough because it's a county roadway.
Yeah.
Yeah, the county kind of dominates that, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we'll at least put a block watch sign or something up there. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't think the county's going to have a problem with it.
They're not going to have a problem with the block watch sign.
Yeah.
I think at least it might slow a few. Down,
we have a
rebel school or up and down toward the end. I don't worry about putting it up there, really. I kind of love to check it out, I guess. There,
we'll figure it out.
See where it'd be most advantageous, probably up in the school area, I guess.
Yeah, that's all
church
good.
And school things,
right?
Like that.
Toward St. Margaret's.
We have a resolution on the table. I need a second.
We second that,
sir. Yeah. Robin, can you give us one? Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Did you get a vote?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear what you're saying. Okay.
Can you let me know?
Did you get your number?
Or Chip, can you let me know when your next
Do you have a number for that, Robin, please?
Oh, 2022-170.
70.
On Tuesday, everyone.
It's like an echo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So I had
John,
unless you have
something.
What day have
you? The only thing I have for
you. First Tuesday.
Just a second.
Third. Same as Hart Road, Ralph. We're trying to combine the two.
The only thing I was going to ask you is, how is it going as far as letting people know about us, where we are with staffing and with the levy? Does people aware that there's a levy out there?
Yeah, me and Matt were out Monday, and we talked to a fair amount of people. I would say 90% of them were supporters. But we talked about the staffing issues, where we're at, what we're trying to do, where we want to get to, and why they don't see us as much as they once did. So
okay.
It seems pretty positive. You know, most people don't lie to your face, or they will, they won't tell you.
Right.
You know, but okay. Yeah, it seemed positive. You know, a lot of feedback on social media that seems positive.
I did see
some
that.
Some negative, but you're always going to have that, I think.
You can't stop the naysayers.
Nope.
You're never going to. We just have to draw our strength from that and move forward.
Opinions are like belly buttons. Everyone has one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Matt, can you get that banner I got at my house put back up? All right. Yeah, I think it's time.
I thought you said manor.
Banner.
Banner.
I think it's time for it to go back up. I won't get in trouble with the wife.
That's a good place for one there.
Yeah.
And then for people that are listening in, meaning that when this minutes go up, how do they get a sign without taking someone else's?
With it, well, I mean, that's certainly one way.
Yeah.
But they could simply call into the township or call me, and we can arrange that.
So what number do they call?
They could call the main number, the 279-9411.
No, so it's 279-9411.
Yes.
Not 211. Okay. So 614-279-9411. Okay, got it.
Or they could reach out on Facebook and leave a message there.
And where are you guys at? On? It's
the community connection.
So page. It's just Franklin Township Police Community? Is that how it's?
Franklin Township Police Community.
Yeah. Okay.
The only other thing I would say I forgot to mention is Trunk or Treat.
Oh, yeah.
October 29th from 1 to 4.
Mm-hmm. That's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
1 to 4 this year?
1 to 4.
A little bit warmer?
That's not my control.
We put in a request. Oh, yes. We put in a request.
Because didn't it start earlier the year before?
No, I think it was 1 to 4.
Okay.
Or something like that last year, too.
Yeah.
The only other thing, we also have the one in Ongaro, from 2 to 4. So we're going to try to send a car to that, too. And I think Bob knows if you're going to be able to send a truck to both.
Will be both.
Okay. So we're going to make a presence at both. And
sure.
You know, and if somebody needs signs or something like that, we're going to make sure we can accommodate that too.
Okay.
Is Trick or Treat the 31st, Chief?
Yes.
31st. Okay.
I'll have a conversation with you about signs afterwards.
So even in the city of Columbus and Franklin Township, the actual trick-or-treater night
is Monday.
Is Monday 31st.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All
right.
So,
anything else for us?
No, sir. That's all I got.
Deputy Hamilton, do you have anything for us?
I do not, sir.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Chief Arnold, you have the podium.
Just one quick item of business. I had a firefighter request to be put on FMLA for the birth of his first child.
I'll make a motion to accept that.
His name is Tristan Evelyn.
Second.
Jim?
Yes. Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. And that is all.
That's
all. Unless you're
a question. Don't have anything.
Watching. Like crack.
It's like comes all in different
right.
colors.
Moving on to the fiscal department. Looks like we have some bills to pay.
Yes, sir. I will take that one. It's a motion for bills and payroll. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from October 7, 2022 through October 20, 2022 in the amount of $271,214.79. And payroll paid on October 14, 2022 in the amount of $156,849.78 for a combined total of $428,064.57 from check number 68356 to 668382 and electronic vouchers 1598-2022 through 1662-2022. We have exhibits A, B, and C there.
On that motion, there is a check in there, check number 68361.
Is it this one?
Yeah, for the dollar amount of $222,028.50. I would like that stricken from the bills to be paid because that work has not been done. And look, it was what Jim Stevens was briefing us on, that it may not be done until spring.
Right.
So I'm not quite sure what we're going to pay out and beforehand.
This needs to be put on hold.
So this needs to be, of course, adjusted. Is that right, Robin?
Gentlemen, that invoice was submitted by Jim Stevens, so you'll need to take it up with the road superintendent.
But we have the check already made out here.
Correct. He asked us to pay the invoice, so that needs to be taken up with Jim Stevens.
Okay. We'll talk it over with them.
Yeah, I mean, you can hold the check, but he asked for it to be processed. You might want to take it up with Jim Stevens and Nick together.
Yeah. Since this won't be completed until next year, is the practice that you guys will void this out and just do a whole new check next year?
Right. I mean, if that's the board's decision, yes.
The reason that I asked that, I didn't know if it was only good for 90 days or et cetera. I didn't know if we're just going to sit on this check as written or we issue a new check at a certain date when the work is completed.
Yeah, we would have to void that check because it'll be a completely different fiscal year and a completely different budget.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just basically...
So there would, I guess, for instance, Mr. Chairman, I guess before we vote, it would be accept the bills and payroll minus the $220,000. $222,028.50.
Yes.
That's just about your whole.
That's about the whole payout. But yeah, you made that motion?
Yes, sir.
And I will second that.
Yep.
Thank you, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
Anything else?
I don't see anything else for fiscal. No, sir.
Okay.
So I have for fiscal. And Robin, I wanted to officially ask in a meeting. I know several times I've asked for a copy of my records request from almost a year ago. If you would pass on to Nick, I'd like to see about getting a copy of that whenever necessary, just in an official capacity versus in passing.
Sure. I can let Nick know.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else, Robin, from the fiscal department or Steve?
Not that I see, no, sir.
Okay.
I have nothing to report from Nick.
Okay. Is there a reason Nick's absent today, just so the board can know?
Okay. Who are you speaking with, Chairman? I'm sorry.
Anybody can answer that. Okay.
No, I don't have the answer, sir.
Thank you. That's all. Administrator. Mr. Mazur.
Thank you, Chairman. The first thing I have is it's Resolution 2022-164, approving obligations authorized by the Township Administrator. Excuse me. Whereas the Board of Township Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 501.11 of the Ohio Revised Code, and it's for a period of October 7th through October 19th in the amount of $16,989.27.
So moved as written.
Oh, sorry.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Then the next thing I have, because I'll get these resolutions out of the way first, it's Resolution 2022-165, a resolution approving the mailing of police levy information. And be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes the purchase of envelopes and postage for the distribution of police levy information to the township residents at an expense not to exceed $1,500.
And Mr. Mazur, before we may, I mean, Mr. Chairman, if I may, and this has went through our legal, is that correct?
It has.
Okay.
The letter has been reviewed.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
The letter's been reviewed, and actually the auditor of the state looked at it, and he was comfortable with it as well.
I knew he was in, so I just wanted to make sure that.
What was that you?
The letter that.
Peace was in?
The letter that is going to go out from the chief to the residents, letting them know what's on the ballot.
Right.
That we're not swaying one way or the other. It's just information billboard material.
Okay.
Julia's looked at it. The state auditor's looked at it, and we're within our realm. Okay. So as a board, we're voting to pay for the postage and the handling to do so, to facilitate this.
Okay. Well, I don't have a problem with it, but I really didn't think that we were allowed any type of mileage or...
That's a premise, and also that was just because it's on the internet doesn't make it true when people send you clippings.
Okay.
So as a board member myself, if we allow our residents to know, hey, this is what's going on that may not attend these meetings,
right,
shame on us if we don't let them know how important
right
what's going on, because they get a say. We're not going to sway them to vote one way or another, and we're not going to ask them. We're just going to be able to say, this is what's going on in your township. Please take a part and vote.
Yep.
And I can give you, Mr. Horn, if you'd like, I have the AG's opinion from the Ohio Revised Code that specifically addresses.
Okay.
I'd be more than happy to.
No, well,
and it's actually written in layman's terms.
And Keith looked at it.
To my knowledge, Steve, in the past,
I just
wanted to make that for the record.
You know, to my knowledge, I don't think we have ever asked about that I'm aware of, and so I just want to make...
Well, I have to credit Nick with that, because he was adamant that before the funds were available, that we basically cross our T's, dot our I's, and get
so
a legal opinion.
It's been vetted, okay.
And that,
yes, sir.
That's why I, Ralph, that's why I was saying, just because it's true on internet, it says on the internet it's not
right
true. I wanted to make sure that, you know, just like what he said, Nick wanted to make sure.
Right.
And when we went through legal and we went through the AG's, it was the AG's office, correct?
Yeah, it was checked out.
Julie forwarded us the opinion from the
so,
Attorney General.
Okay. So irregardless what it says online or someone else is doing, we're okay.
It's been checked. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So moved as resolution and Ralph seconded it. Mm-hmm.
So who put it on the table? I'm sorry.
I put it on the table. I made a motion to accept resolution as written.
Okay. Now we're waiting on a second. I'm sorry.
Ralph seconded it, but he can say that. He can say that for himself.
Thank
I'll
you.
Second it.
I was having a little hard time hearing Ralph. That's my apologies.
Okay.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good.
Yep, we're good on that one.
The next thing I have, Jim Stevens and I met with a commercial lawn maintenance company about the maintenance of the islands along West Broad in front of Westland Mall, and then just east of Georgesville and Philippi. So the initial quote that we received, Mr. Fleischer and I met with this gentleman, was about $176,000 to do this strip of mowing. We met with a gentleman three weeks ago. He's local. He works out of Grove City. And he can do the same maintenance for about $10,900 a year. And that includes weed control as well. And Mr. Stevens actually did a really nice breakdown of what it costs his crew, township's residents, to have our crews do it. And in actuality, using a contractor as opposed to Jim's crew, it saves the township about $1,700.
Actually, I would think it would almost save more than that, because what's the time in the community worth?
True.
You know, our taxpayers.
So, so we went from almost 80,000 to $10,950.
Yeah, if we like him, can we put him under a 2-year contract? Yeah. We'll give him a 5-year contract after the first year.
So I wanted to let everyone know that. And so something for the board to consider.
I'll do a resolution that we contract him to do it for that dollar amount for next year.
That's very unlikely.
And then, too, Mr. Chairman, can we extend if we like his services?
Yeah,
he's not going to start till next year either. Correct.
Right.
So, and also in this resolution, that this could be a continued service that could go through Steve if there's no change in dollar signs.
Yeah.
Okay. I met that man. Just a little information. I met that man, and I think in talking to him, there might be an opportunity to maybe further his work beyond that.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's just a little information. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Good job there on that stage.
Yes, sir.
So would you second that, sir?
Yeah. I already did.
Okay, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And that's resolution 2022-171.
Okay, so you got that if you need
it. Steve, can you give me that dollar amount again? I'm sorry, there was a little bit of noise and I didn't catch the final dollar amount.
For the land, the lawn maintenance?
Yes.
Yes, Robin, it's $10,950.
And that's for the mowing year of 2023?
Yes. Yes. And I'll have to send him, he'll have to send us an updated quote because he included tax in the quote I'm reading from.
Okay.
We're tax exempt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this will be this is going to be adjusted downward a little bit based on tax?
No, that's it. I'm taking the tax out.
Okay, I just want to make sure that the number of $10,950 is what will be in the resolution.
Absolutely, yes.
For the cost.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. I do, Robin, are you there? Are you?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I've got these other two resolutions to read. One's for the Delta Dental, and the other one's for Med Mutual.
Yes.
Should they both have the same resolution number?
I'm sorry, sir. They do have different numbers.
I know you were a little distracted a little bit ago with the meeting you had going on.
Right, so they should be in sequence with each other. So Delta Dental should be the second.
Yep.
So Medical Mutual should be 166.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So Delta Dental should be 167, which can be corrected if the trustees would like to sign at the next meeting. They can approve the resolution,
okay.
And I can. I'm not only doing is I'm revising the number at the top. Steve could hand change it, whatever the board's discretion.
I just put a nice 7 in there.
There you go. Well then, and that should be Delta Dental.
Okay. Yes.
My apologies.
No. Like I said, you were...
You were quite busy.
Yeah.
And I was in the middle of that particular resolution when I was abruptly interrupted.
We can all appreciate that. So, all right. Thank you, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
So the first resolution we have is 2022-166, and it's a resolution accepting a 2-year renewal offer from Medical Mutual Ohio for premiums in 2023 and 2024. Now, I'm going to read this. This is a pretty good deal in our opinion. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board accepts the 2-year renewal offer for Medical Mutual of Ohio with an increase of 9.5% in the premiums for year 2023 and no increase in premiums in the year 2024. All current benefits in HRA will remain the same. In addition, Medical Mutual of Ohio is offering up to a 5% refund of premiums on January 1, 2025, if the plan runs good through 2023 through 2024. And of course, there's no guarantee on the refund, as it's based on the volume of claims.
So I'd like to comment on this, if mm-hmm. I may. So I know that there's been comments and et cetera on our medical, and I've been a Calipus against some of the changes that were proposed to this board. And I often said that there's got to be a better way. And I'd like to commend Robin and Nick uh-huh. for their work instead of just saying, let's just pass this cost off on to
right.
the employee section as well as other sections.
Mm-hmm.
So I am
yes.
elated to say the least that, Mr. Chairman, I'm happy with what I'm seeing because this will put us through the year of 2024 mm-hmm. knowing that there's no changes, knowing that we are going to have to we can offer the same services to our people, and that if you know they need medical care, it's there.
Yeah, and it looked like initially, Robin, correct me if I'm wrong, that we could have been looking at 15-20+%.
That's pretty common.
Yeah, because we started the negotiations started at 19%.
Okay.
And we started just talking them down without impacting any benefits.
So that's amazing, like, Robin.
Yeah. Robin, that's
ahead,
awesome.
Right.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Good work on your guys' part. We appreciate the hard effort you guys put in on this. And I'm sure that all of our staff will feel the same way and recognize, because everyone was concerned as well how it was going to impact each individual person. Mm-hmm.
I know across the board, everywhere else is getting anywhere from 15-25%.
Yeah.
It's ugly, but I would make a motion to accept the resolution as written.
Second.
I will second that.
John, I'm going to give that one to you. That second.
Oh, Mr. I apologize. I didn't know. Okay, it was your turn. I apologize.
One.
I spoke out of turn, though.
No, you're fine. So, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John.
Yes, I guess I was just elated that I spoke out of turn.
No, you're fine.
Nothing hurt. No, there's nothing written that says you can't second.
Right.
Okay.
Delta.
I have one last one. Yeah, it's the Delta Dental, and that's Resolution 2022-167, and it's accepting a 1-year renewal from Delta Dental, and. Again, the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board accepts a 1-year renewal offer from Delta Dental for the year 2023, and all current benefits and premiums will remain the same.
So I have a question on this. Robin, if you remember several years ago, in negotiation, we was actually able to increase the benefits. Has that still stayed the same? For instance, I think we went from X amount of money that you could spend on getting your teeth or getting crowns or any bridges or anything like that. Has any of that slipped to the wayside?
No. I mean, whatever the benefits that we're currently getting now in 2022 will carry over to 2023 with no increase in premium.
Okay, but the same service, I got you.
Exactly, it'll be exactly the same. We're not cutting anything, nothing's changing, no co-pays. You know, it's all exactly mirroring over to 2023 with no premium increase, which is exciting.
Yeah, it
That's
is.
Super exciting.
It is. I'm speechless.
You want to make the motion on the accept this resolution?
Sure. on resolution, that was 167. Which one was that?
That's 167.
On resolution 167, be it hereby resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board accepts the, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
The resolution for a 1-year renewal of Delta Dental. If there's no other discussion from the board, I would greatly ask for a second.
One second.
I think we had two, so that's good.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And today,
and just really quick, gentlemen, I'm working with closely with Brian Lenzo, our broker, on the other two benefit providers, which is our vision and our life insurance. They've not provided the renewal yet, but it's anticipated that you will have those presented by Steve at the next regular meeting of the Board of Trustees, the first meeting of November.
Fantastic. I like getting the stuff out of the way early. And I like when we don't have any increases.
Yeah.
Or very little increases.
Well, we're going to expect something.
Decreases.
I like it. Yeah. It is a decrease from last year. It was 12% raise last year.
Well, I saw a gallon of milk up to $6
a
gallon.
Super job on that. Yeah. Stop problem.
Yeah.
Anything else for us, Mr.
Last
Mason?
Thing, the newsletter went out. Robin and Nicole worked hard on that and sent it to the printer, and it's
I have
being sent to the phone.
I've got mine a week ago or something.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess everyone, depending on where you're at in the township.
That's all I have, sir.
All righty. I have nothing else for the board. Mr. Fleshman, do you have anything?
I do. The resolution that we made on the signing of the checks, and Ralph, this is a perfect example. Had it been me and you just signing and Nick not here, this would have, Jim, excuse me, this probably would have went out because Jim's the one that caught the date. So we would have prepaid $250,000 beforehand.
That's that 220.
Yes.
Yeah.
So with that said, I want to make an amendment to Resolution 2022-163. Gentlemen, if not enough signatures that are required for the Thursday signing,
right.
That then the fiscal department shall contact each trustee
right.
to make sure that we know that there wasn't at least two at that 4 o'clock right. period. So that way one of us can make sure we're in by Friday morning. The other part is if Thursday's meetings are a Thursday evening, then checks/documents will be signed that night and mailed out the next morning.
Yeah.
Because if we had the meeting at, let's just say for instance, the meeting's at noon or something, and a trustee couldn't make a meeting, but yet they still can sign, they have till 4 o'clock. So if there's no further discussion on these amendments to Resolution 2022-163, I would ask for a second on that.
No, I'll second that. And one thing that I do want to make, it seemed to me that some of the argument was coming. I didn't get ahead first into the disagreement, but I heard things that were going on. And my understanding was, We already had two signatures on.
Correct.
Why would you?
What if this check right here for $250,000
right.
had just your and I signature?
Right. It would have gone out.
Right, it would have gone out.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So, as an elected official for the people,
right.
My duty I take serious is to look at every bill.
Yeah.
I commend Jim today. Well, Jim showed it to me
right.
before I would have signed it, and I'm asking myself, would I have caught what Jim caught?
Yeah.
And it's nothing on the, don't make it as if Nick did something wrong or et cetera.
Yeah, Nick did not do anything.
No, right. It's just that when we sign these, we shouldn't just, we should take the time to see this.
Well, that's one reason that I have and always have had an issue that here's this many checks
exactly.
out here and dumped during meeting time.
Right.
Okay. My thought on this, since we've got this discussion, I'm always leery of signing checks, period, because the reason of what I'm talking about, if they're thrown down there, and you just, sometimes I will even stay after the meeting, so I can verify who the checks are made out to,
sure.
things of that nature. I feel more comfortable doing that, so we're trying to do all that. With all the other
stuff going on,
so
that's why we're putting the precedent.
I'm not suggesting anything other than the fact that I want to make a harder effort to see what I'm signing.
So, sir, this protocol assures that you have the time that you need to look at it. All of us know the exact time for that.
Exactly.
So with you seconding that, I'd ask for a roll call.
Yep.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes. And then also, Robin, just please note that on this resolution, it wasn't by mistake. We did not put a time limit of when the checks would be ready, because we don't want to put a time constraint on you guys if it's a payroll week. And this was my thinking. You know, it may be ready at 11 or maybe ready at 1. So we wanted to make sure that we gave you guys enough time so you're not under the gun.
Okay.
And that's, I don't have anything else that I can.
Okay.
Only other thing that I have is anyone that is here with Franklin County, we will be joining them at the Franklin County Fairground, 4 o'clock to, I don't know what, I think 7. Touch a truck. Kids will be able to go out. We are putting one of our vehicles in where the kids can take handprints and put them on the plow. So when they see the plow go around, their handprints are on the plow. So we are participating in that. That is all that I currently have.
Mr. Horn.
Okay, nothing really other than I just wanted to make sure that everybody had heard that I guess the casino is going to start to work on the new hotel. I didn't know if everybody heard that. It was on the radio the other day, not the radio, but TV. I think it's Channel 10. I guess we can trust them. But anyway, they made the announcement. The announcement was made that the casino is supposed to be a 180-room hotel and supposed to start latter part of the summer next year is the date they said. So just wanted to tell you that. That's about all I had.
Is it connected to this casino or is it across the
street? I don't know. Be connected. Did you hear, John?
Yeah, it's
going to be connected.
So when they built,
I think you can leave this casino. The way the original plans were, you could, leave the hotel in right into the casino, Charlene, I believe.
So originally when they when they built the casino, they had a phase two already accepted by the city and adopted. They didn't feel comfortable. I don't know why it took 10 years, but it's hard to believe it's been 10 years.
Well, money, probably.
So we are seeing, in my opinion, with the Racino, they have their hotel, which is a beautiful hotel. And one of the beauty things about this for Franklin Township is when they do build the hotel, not only does someone have a place to play, but they have a place to stay. Now that's going to entice our areas of Westland Mall. The property is going to be worth more, and we will see new things come.
Yeah, should see some new business. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I had.
All right, we'll go to questions. Chip.
Okay, I'm going to try to make mine quick because it's going to be long drawn out because there's thank yous and constructive criticism.
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank Chief Smith, Officer Kidwell for coming out to the block watch, passing out the door hangers, and making the signs for us. I want to thank you, John, for doing what you said you promised to do.
Sure.
Come out with Lieutenant Ratliff, set there for the speed trap.
Sure.
Or not speed trap. But
we're running stop signs.
Yeah. And I want to thank Lieutenant Ratliff. Now to the constructive criticism, and I'm going to speak, and then you guys can rebuttal after. Last week, I was highly disappointed, along with everybody else in here. When you ended the meeting, we do come to the meetings to hear what you sign and pay for and stuff like that. But we urge every resident to come here to a township meeting to urge problems, concerns, any questions.
Mm-hmm.
We was denied that last week.
Mm-hmm.
No matter, it was stated you guys had a bad day. We all have had the bad days. You're elected officials. You work for us. And we was denied that right.
I'll rebut on that.
I'm letting him finish first because he's got his full time.
Okay, go ahead. You still get your time.
And that's what I look at. whether you have the right or not, we respect you. We expect respect in return. Left a really bad taste in my mouth. I didn't know whether I was going to come to another meeting in my life. Because at that point, last week, the room was full.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was 6 people signed up. Only one person out of those 6 had to deal with your executive meeting.
Yeah, I'll save that. Just
there was everybody. 2 older guys in here that I haven't seen in here before that had their name written down.
I noticed that.
They never got a chance. They left shaking their head. That's all I have. That's all I have. I just want to, it's just constructive criticism. I'm not getting down on anybody. It's my personal view. So,
as chairman and as a board, we have the right to not take questions at any meeting. We extend the opportunity to the public to voice opinions and to ask questions. And last meeting was not the time or place to have that. So, thank you, Chip. I appreciate that. We grow from corrective criticism.
Yeah, I mean,
Mr. Blevins, but I believe he left.
Yeah, he okay. said he was feeling ill and he wanted to apologize. Okay.
Jan, you don't have anything. All right.
Just to say thank you to the chief and fire chief and everybody who's keeping us safe.
All right.
And that, if I may, Mr. Chairman, this is our newest resident, is that right? Did you buy Ari Alex's place?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I'd like to recognize you again because it's great that you're coming, so I greatly appreciate that.
I missed last week's, but that's because I got
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, because I got confused. But I actually wrote it on my calendar at the right time, but I thought it was at 6.
Yes.
So I showed up at 6, and I was like, there's no one here.
Sure,
and then I checked my calendar.
And the reason for that is I ask the board at that time to change it to noon today because of the event that we have tonight.
Yes.
So, Mr. Chairman, with that being noticed, do we want to correct any other times through the rest of the year? Or do you want to keep it as scheduled? Because we're going to need to change some when it comes up to Thanksgiving.
Well, Thanksgiving is not involved this year.
But that would be a noon, Jim.
The 11th is already a noon. The 17th and the 3rd.
Okay, so the only other one that we might have, Mr. Horn, is when we do the county dinner, and we haven't been notified. It's usually on a Thursday. We may only have one more that may change to an afternoon due to our prior evening appointments.
No, we'll do that one at noon. That one's at noon. That one is supposed to be at 6.
And then do you have access to our website for Franklin Town?
I do, yeah.
Okay,
I
and then Facebook
checked today,
page.
But the last one they had for today was October 6th.
Okay.
So that's the latest one. But then I emailed somebody and they told me the next meeting was October 26th. So then but I still came today to make sure to check the flyer in the front.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. And, you know, we see a new face. I want to make sure that, you know, you're welcome and et cetera. You're new to community and we welcome you in. And if there's anything that we can do for you, by all means, we would. Mm-hmm. And we talked before you were here through, you know, about the levy and all that.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
With that being said, with the county dinner coming up.
I don't know what date that is.
I don't know what date it is either. We've already got November 3rd and December 1 at noon. Let's go ahead and move December. I'll make a motion to move November 17th meeting and December 15th meeting to 12 o'clock also.
So to make that easier, the rest of the meetings for the year will be at noon.
Yes. I'll make that motion.
So what now?
The rest of the meetings throughout the year, it will be on noon. And then also for anyone in the room, the red dots is when we have our meetings. If you look at these little dots, they all mean different things. Red dots is when we have our scheduled meeting. So even if you, at the beginning of your snapshot with your phone, you can always then see it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it will change. Maybe we've had where we had to back up to a Wednesday because of our commitment with the county and meetings. And sometimes that we move to noon. So being very easy, I would second the motion that we have our Franklin Township Board of Trustees meetings for the rest of 2022 starting no later than 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, Jim?
Yeah.
Ralph?
Yeah, that's fine.
John?
Yes.
Now, so I understand we're...
The rest of the year, we're just 12 o'clock.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. And we have, just for clarification, mid-December is usually when we have the last meeting of the year.
Correct.
And that is 17th, is that what we have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It's actually technically the 15th.
So there is a gap for everybody's information. I guess it's about a two or three week gap between December the 7th and the first meeting of January, I think. Would run into, like, after the first full week of January, it runs into January, like a week or so.
And then the board will, at the first meeting, set the schedule for the year.
Set the schedule for the whole year then.
Yeah.
But, as you can see, a couple of those meetings are a little bit subject to change because of some county functions, things like that, you know. And the county does have a few meetings or a meeting here and there that they want us to attend because there's some planning and that kind of thing in those schedules. So, which is, I think, a couple of years, maybe something like that.
Generally, we have to vote on issues for Franklin County. As a township in Franklin County, there are how many townships? 51 or?
50, I think it's 51 in Franklin County.
So each of us then
put the new sit board
on a board. The chairman, then we talk, and usually we are giving something that they're voting on, like, for instance, the price of salt for the year, if we band together, stuff like that. So that's why, without having two trustees here, you can't have a meeting, can't have a quorum.
Yep.
I think Chip has a question.
I just have one question.
Dan was first.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Since we moved all the meetings to noon, or we don't have any town hall meetings, or...
That's a good question.
Because we got 20 days.
Yeah.
Yes. Chief, did you want to... I apologize. I'm taking your job. Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead. You started, Chief.
There we go.
Chief, do you...
He started. Yes, sir. Let him finish it.
Yes,
I usually don't speak this much.
since when?
Did we want to see if we would like to do a town hall meeting? And actually, would it be possible
to do it at the firehouse?
That, and also online. I lost a word, not retro, but
Zoom.
Thank you. So the ones that may not want to come in, that they could ask questions, and well, could we set that up so that we would be able to put that out there? Also, this letter we approved, can we put a date and also that they could log in? Could we get that on there in time?
Well, if you're going to spend
on
the money
letter? On
that. No. It would be on his letter.
The letters have already been printed.
They're gone.
No. Handwrite. I don't care what we do.
They're already sealed.
1,600 letters.
A stamp?
It'd be all
right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is an opportunity that every resident would have the opportunity to know that if we go and do a Zoom meeting, that we would be able to do this.
No, I'm in favor of that. I mean, it hasn't been overly successful in the past.
But, and that's why I'm saying if we did it also by Zoom, some people may not come all the way in, but wherever they are at in this world, they may stop and have a question.
Were you thinking next week?
You tell me.
It'd have to be next week.
Well, I mean, you pick a date, I mean, and you where two we work, would do
can,
it.
Can we have it at 192?
100%.
You two work it out, you let us know, and we'll be there.
So I would like to, Mr. Chairman, if I would, I'd like to make a motion that extends the ability to either have a stamp or something on the envelope saying that, and also on Facebook as well as our website, that we are having a town hall meeting with any questions regarding to the police levy.
Police levy.
They would be able to come, the time, the date, and also anything that would be interactive for Zoom.
I'll second that motion.
Yep, I would second that.
Because if this gets us 10 more people, that would be great. So we just need a roll call, Robin?
Okay, Okay, can you repeat that, sir? I'm sorry. Yes, I was trying to keep up with you.
The board is the board is extending the courtesy to the police chief to be able to put information, i.e., in regards to a time and date set forth for a town hall meeting, which will also be held online as well. Any information about this, either stamped or put in the envelopes, so that it goes out with the letter from the chief.
Okay. And you put it on the table and chairman seconded it. So yes. We need a roll call. Jen?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you for recapping that for me, sir.
Yep. No worries. So there's got to be a way that we would be able to do something.
Chip, thanks for bringing that up.
Even if we took little slips, opened it a little bit, slid it in, taped it.
No, we can't do that.
Well, one thing at all, just alert you all, Steve.
Yes, sir.
If we're going to do that, we better be getting some mailing out pretty quick.
The mailings?
Yeah.
I think they're ready to...
This is a discussion that we can have after.
Oh, sure. Because we've already gave the okay. So
yeah, I just wanted to make a
Chief.
Yes, sir.
Chief Smith. Sure. Probably next week might not be a good week with it going out on the mailings. Maybe the week of the week
prior to.
Yeah. Okay. That way it gives everyone a chance to get the mailings.
We've never done that before, to get it out there, do the Zoom.
I think the best way to do it would be just stamping the envelope.
Yeah. Okay.
Since they're already, I don't want to open them up.
Sealed.
And it'll look hokey to tape them.
Yeah.
And I don't want it to come from this office.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, Jan, you had a question.
My question was basically what he was saying.
Okay.
We
okay.
have 20 days, and thank you for the birthday wishes.
You're welcome. Anyone else?
Just wanted to give you a personal happy birthday, Jan.
Thank you.
Meeting is adjourned.
I knew that was coming.
I like making Jan joke. We do try to have fun here. We do business here, but we try to have fun here.
Ralph needs to sign these.
Yes.
There you go, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, sir.
The signs are for the taking. We don't have anything on these groups.
Okay. You just help yourself. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm going to answer.
I'm sorry we didn't have a meeting on Monday. But Sonia never got back to me, and Brenda and Mike were coming.
I'm sure it's on the fairgrounds. The fairgrounds side.
Well, she texted me back finally.
I'm calling Snow for a
reason. We didn't have one the time before. The kitchen was the best. Which she had been there for a long time. And she apologized for not getting back. She said she was with a dying patient. And I texted her on Sunday. And then I texted her again.